This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I can't stand to see greatness rot before my eyes.
Now back to Steiny and Guru.
Damn,
away, Steiny.
Thanks, Steph. Appreciate it. Now, I'll tell you what, and one thing I do know about Steph Curry,
the chef,
is he looks inward and he asks what he can do better, how he can be more positive about what's going on with this team.
He said he was a part of what those guys were talking about.
From the 707 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line, we're talking about honesty. You know, is it time we get honest about this team?
I'm losing it.
Steiny, now you're tripping. Steph's only had one bad shooting night, and that was the Pacers when he went 4-for-16 from three. Yes, it's 38% on the season in eight games, but if you take that game away, he's 53 from three on the year.
Okay, what about the field?
What about last night?
Rob Lowe.
I mean, can we put the rat on the table?
Yeah, it's been a bunch.
Like, if this is who Steph is at this point, and I don't think it is.
Oh, Steiny, the Denver game at home? That's who Steph
one.
Is. 25
from that
tonight.
Was game three of the year.
Yeah, but
it's
he's sick.
It's now game 12. Is he sick?
No, I got him lower on my list of what's wrong.
You can have
Jimmy
him.
And Dre are way higher.
I have them all in the same place.
Wow.
Because they're the three most. Like, I don't know how you can skip Steph when he's the best player on the team.
Yeah, right.
So you got to look at him and say, well, how's he performing compared to how he has in the past? And the reality is he's not been great for the first 12 games.
To his standard.
Right. But you pay the price for that because you've watched him play at a high standard. It's like, yeah, if 5 years ago he was the best player in the NBA and now he's the 14th best player in the NBA – and he's making more money, like, those things got to be compensated for.
And I'll say this to that. You went back, you said you did, you went back and watched that Milwaukee game, but it was more so the Indiana game on that Saturday where he could have closed out the game. They had a lead, and he wasn't his normal self shooting the ball.
This is Steve Kerr on last night. Something's going on with his team. Steve, can you explain it?
I could feel we weren't in a great place, coming back from Indiana and Milwaukee, that you could just feel that things weren't quite clicking. And I thought that continued. I mean, we got a couple of wins in there, but we're not playing well, and we haven't been playing well for, really since, the second week of the season. So it doesn't feel right what's happening right now on the floor. The way we're playing, the way we're approaching things. Guys are, they're trying. It's not like it's a lack of effort, but like we're not crashing. All the things we did at the end of last year when we got good, take care of the ball, crash, create good shots for each other, win the possession battle. We're not doing any of those things right now.
All right, that was Steve Kerr talking about the loss last night and the difference. They're turning the ball over more, I guess, than last year when they were clicking. And turnovers are going to be a problem with this team.
Then that's a major flaw or death blow. You know,
the reality of the situation is, whether we like it or not, Steph and Draymond are high turnover guys, and so is Jonathan Kuminga.
But when you used to be, yeah, I got you. For the other two guys, Dre and Steph, you brought so much that, hey, it was kind of fun. You can overcome it. Just like OKC, Draymond pointed that out, but you don't have that firepower weaponry.
Right.
But
like hopefully we watched that game last night, saw Oklahoma City, acknowledged it was just one game, but also saw
the disparity.
We got a we got a big chasm between these two teams. And it's okay. They're the best team in the NBA.
And yeah.
But
go ahead.
You know, until you prove you can play with these teams, you can't. You can't.
And last like this night is the other thing. That.
This is one of those things where, you know, it'll get defined as being a hater, but the reality was, I'm sorry, the win over Denver? I mean, yes, it counts. It was a win.
Oh, before the loss to Denver, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
But yeah. Yes, they beat Denver, and Denver's really good.
But Denver had that.
Thank
you.
You
can say Denver blew the game. I got you.
Jokic was terrible.
Yeah, I got you.
Now he's in better shape.
Oh, I watched him last night against Zach.
Like, people might hate to see, you beat Denver because Jokic was out of shape and was terrible.
You know why I'm mad and how I've lowered my standards this season?
No, you haven't.
That I'm ready to pop bubbly that Draymond's playing tonight. Because when we first walked in here at 10:01, I thought he wasn't playing and there were reports. But what does that say about the state of affairs that a Warrior fan, because that's what I am, I'm happy that Draymond's at least playing tonight. And I thought there's no way in hell you can call whoever you called out, the subliminal burger, and then take the night off. But I'm so happy. Not that they might be able to beat the Spurs, and I hope they can, but I'm happy now with this new NBA that he's playing. That just speaks volumes to me.
It also speaks volumes to me that when you talk like that, now I start to hear the truth. Like, you know, I can tell.
But you smile.
I can feel it.
You
can't kill him for the Denver game, though.
Who?
The Warriors.
I'm not killing him for the Denver game.
No, but you're stripping him of it, and that's fine, because that's what you do.
And
this is the problem.
That's where you go too far, and that's fine.
I disagree.
Why are they playing poorly right now? Because they're old. Well, when they weren't looking old, they were good. So you can't give them one thing and then take one thing away.
The Denver win. Yes.
Best win of the season.
Okay,
Aaron Gordon had 50 points. They won the game.
Sure. Okay. You're right.
Thank you.
Great win over Denver.
No, but it's just not a bad win, which is what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying it was a bad win. There are no bad wins. What I'm saying is that's the game that I look back at. It's not like the Houston game last year, but Warriors beat Houston going into the break, and I'm looking at Houston. I'm like, they didn't care.
Yeah, but also in three nights they won at Memphis, at LA, at home against Denver. Down the stretch, those are good wins. They didn't play all crap teams like you were talking about earlier.
Who?
The Warriors. Like when you were just poking holes in their entire resume from last season, there were some good wins
This is my thing. Yes, Curry's going to have some monster nights this year. They're going to have some great wins. It's about consistency. And they have not played with any consistency this year.
Yeah.
It's going to be harder to play with consistency because the old guys aren't going to be able to bring it for as many nights as they did 5 years ago.
Well, I'm not asking for that. I'm just, and you, Stein, it's not just you, but I'm not going to run from me holding the Warriors to that bar that they set last April when Jimmy came to town. I don't think they were not running marathons this offseason. There's no way in hell fatigue should be a problem or an issue for this Warrior team. And again, it's a combination. One of my favorite pizzas at Roundtable. It's not just the old guys. Pods is going the wrong way. Dude, whatever Dre and Jimmy are alluding to, and I do wonder if Steve Kerr is seething only he would know about those two dudes saying what they said last night. Like, how does that bring it together?
I think Steve Kerr has witnessed enough of Draymond Green and locker room stuff that he's
but he usually stays inside, outside of the Jordan pool.
It doesn't, Goo.
Remember, what's the call to our guy told us?
Goo,
big
Draymond
man David
Green.
West said we would be amazed at what this team had going on.
Okay,
that never
this
got out.
This is what's frustrating to me. Like you're acting as though what Draymond did last night was something that we haven't seen before, and the reality is we've seen it dozens and dozens and dozens of times over the years.
Yeah,
so
no doubt.
I'm with Austin. Like, Draymond saying what he said, I don't, like, that's a snooze to me.
Oh, Steiny.
Sorry.
The fact that he you're right. He's done it before, but the timing after 12 games is not alarming. And then Jimmy double backed and did his version of it.
Okay.
They're crying out, telling you something is off bigger than basketball with this team.
Right. The old guys are getting frustrated because they don't have it anymore.
No, nope.
And they're starting to realize it.
Now they're looking
to the young guys
who
have big mouths and they want to play and they think they're ready for the moment. Mm. And the old guys are getting older and they're looking at the young guys saying, you guys ain't it. Mm. You think you're it, but you ain't it.
That's a major issue.
They're old guys
are
too old, and
they're
young guys are too young.
It's nothing after 12 games. That's what's so concerning to me.
But
Annie didn't start with my play. Drake could have started, and everybody would have. Okay, I'm not nothing. What I would do.
You know what? If anybody's surprised that they're going to have games like this, then I really don't know what to tell you.
I got to be honest.
And the other thing is, as far as the Denver win, you know what that win was like to me when the Niners beat the Rams. Or no, Seattle. Early in the year, they got Seattle. But they're not better than Seattle.
It
was a big win.
Yeah.
It was a big win, the 49ers over Seattle. It was a nice win, the 49ers over Denver. But that's just one game.
Yeah, Josh Ram just said it in a YouTube chat, Steiny. And we kind of said it before the season started. And even if I'm in denial, that's all right. We don't have one player in his
prime. No kidding. That's absolutely
true.
But
if we just did the rest of this show on that.
I said that 2 years
ago. That's like the doctor telling you, basketball-wise, you got a certain amount of time left. What the hell you mean you don't got one player in their prime?
Did we just learn all this today? Do you think Jonathan Kuminga is in his prime?
No. And it's almost a compliment. He's getting 25 M's and he's not, but no. Basketball has...
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Spoken, Josh.
Monty Poole coming up momentarily. NBC Sports Bay Area. Covered the Warriors for a long time.
Like you said last night, and just again, I swear to you, Stoney, is the fact that it was the Thunder, I just wanted to see a competitive game. That's how I lowered my standards. I didn't get that. So they should not be tired tonight, the OGs and Kuminga. But I still can't get out my system, and that's why I'm reacting the way I am, because of Milwaukee and Indiana. I ain't forgot that.
Right.
But
why should you forget
that,
it?
When that happened, you would have said, hey, pour another drink of your favorite concoction. Just take a sip. It was just one game. It was a one-off. There's nothing to see here. Oh, there's something to see. Because Jimmy Butler held court with the microphone and Draymond Green held court with the microphone, and he went in on his teammates. He won't put a name on it. And now I'm wondering, how's Steve Kerr ciphering through this? But maybe today it's a beautiful thing that they got San Antonio.
All right. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's welcome in Monty Poole.
Monty.
Covers the Warriors for NBC Sports Bay Area. And I'll tell you what I'm doing, Monty. I'm going to give Guru the first question.
What's up, Monty? How you doing, man? I miss you, man. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, man. I was down for a minute, but I'm okay.
Okay, that's always good to hear. So I'll start with this. I just told Stoney and the listeners, I wanted a competitive game from the Warriors, who were once 4-1, but I still haven't forgot how the Indy and Milwaukee game played out. But I think I'm more hurt basketball-wise with what Draymond and Jimmy said, Monty. And it's not what they said, it's when they said it after 12 games in. Your thoughts on those comments from both?
It's a problem. It is a problem. To hear that, I don't think it's surprising, because when you watch the team play, you kind of see that there's something off there. There's something off. You can blame lineups, you can blame rotations, but the obvious thing is that when you watch them play, even in the games they've won, it's like that Indiana game that they won, you know, a few days ago, it's like, you know, that was a struggle for three quarters.
Yes.
You know, and that should not be the case. And so when Draymond talked about agendas, and I get where he's coming from, you know, and you know, everybody wants to identify Jonathan Kuminga and Brandon Podziemski as the two guys that, you know, are being identified. But I think there's a case made for a couple other guys, too. But the bottom line is that there's a couple things going on here. One, you can see – you know, Kuminga gets his money, and, you know, he knows in the back of his mind that the Warriors are probably going to try and trade him, because they already tried before and weren't able to do it. So he knows that. And you got to think in the back of his mind, he's like, you know, I got to do what I can to show people that I can play. And so not to saying that, you know, I'm not saying that they're identifying that Jimmy and Draymond are saying JK's a problem. But what I am saying is that when you connect the dots, you know, how can you not go up to how can you not end up at Kuminga's doorstep as one of the guys? And Podziemski's issue is that he just hasn't been as good as the Warriors would like him to be. And as much as they think of him, he hasn't met that threshold.
Right.
So those two guys have not been what the Warriors need them to be, because the vets they know they need support, good support, and fairly consistent support, and they're not getting it. And not to say, again, you know, Jimmy's had a couple of games where he wasn't very good. And, you know, last night, none of the bets were very good. So, and I think another thing they have to resolve is, I still think that Al Horford will probably end up being a starting at the five.
Mm.
And, you know, I understand Steve Kerr's, you know, he's kind of trying to figure out the best way to distribute Al's minutes. And, but to me, it makes sense at some point that he's your starting center. And that means JK comes out of the starting lineup, and so be it. And at the same time, I still think that at some point, DeAnthony Melton, you know, as long as he's healthy, you know, is probably going to be starting next to Steph in the backcourt. Because think about this, man. When the Warriors were great, Steph had Klay next to him. What was Klay doing? He was guarding the best perimeter player.
Yep.
He's making some shots, too. So who else on this roster can you count on to do that kind of thing? I'm not saying that Melton is what Klay was. He's not. But he gives you a defensive presence on that end, and he also can make shots. So, and right now, you know, who's their point of attack defender?
Well, it's Moody, and that, you know, but it has to be Moses Moody, I guess, right? And that's
by default,
right? And but and that's kind of what, you know, Steve said. Right now, he's their best on ball defender, and I'm never a big fan. Oh, you change your rotation, everything changes. But I think eventually Moody's going to have to start.
Well, he did. He was a starter for most of that late season run last year.
Yeah,
and he was really good. But at the same time, during that late season run, who's starting at the five? Draymond. And Steve has been saying, I don't want to start Draymond at the five, you know, a bunch of games.
Yeah.
And so you're seeing him mixing in Quentin Post right now to get some starts at the five. And I understand Draymond shouldn't be starting 70 games at the five or even 60 games at the five. You know, there should be select games when he starts at the five. And so there, you know, right now, the Warriors look small and slow.
Mm.
And I don't know if, I mean, in the NBA or in the NFL, I don't know if there's a sport where small and slow equals success. You know? Uh-huh. I don't know that. And so that's how they look. They're going to be small, but they can speed it up a little bit. But this team is really built to be good in the postseason. And I say that because the veterans they have, that's where they do their best work. And that's Steph, that's Jimmy, that's Al, that's Draymond. And so, but they got to get there.
Yep.
They got to get there. And right now, getting there is a struggle, man. And the best thing they can in their favor right now is that the West, other than OKC, you know, the Lakers have been pretty good, but the West has not been the dogfight you thought it would be just yet, you know. And so, you know, you got some teams that are in trouble. We don't know how long San Antonio is going to be great. Right now, they're really, really good. But you look at teams like the Clippers, they're hurting big time. You don't know how good they're going to be. They just lost Bradley Beal for this season. You look at Dallas right now, they're a mess. You look at Houston, they're still trying to figure some things out. And so, yeah, it's not like there's like five or six teams in the West that are just, you know, rolling, because there aren't right now. And that works in the Warriors' favor.
Monty, I made it no secret, you know, during this offseason, because of the Warriors' age with the big three, I wanted Kuminga here. And I damn near threw a parade after five games because I saw the improvement. But, you know, to Steiny's point, he wasn't putting it on the floor as much as he has in the last four games. And he leads the team in turnovers with 34. What's been your assessment of Kuminga through 12 games this season?
A lot like what you just said. I mean, you can see the improvement. He was playing the best basketball of his career. And lately, though, he's gotten into this thing where he's doing that dribbling into traffic thing again. And if you're going to dribble into traffic, you better have a terrific handle. And he doesn't have that. He doesn't have that. He loses the ball too much. And so those turnovers are costly. And so you look the other night when they came back, when they beat Indiana, most of that turnaround of that game, JK was on the bench. He was watching that turnaround late third quarter, early fourth quarter, when the Warriors kind of, you know, started cooking. And so if you're Steve Kerr and Terry Stotts and Jerry Stackhouse, you know, the staff, you got to figure out what's the best use of Kuminga, because we know he can do some good things. But we also know that some of the things he does do not translate to winning. And to me, that's been the biggest issue with J.K. You know, when he goes, oh, my God, look at what J.K. did. But it doesn't always translate to winning. It doesn't do a lot for us. He's the one thing you can see that he's much better at, if he's seeing the floor better on offense. Some of his passes that he's making these days, he couldn't even dream of a year or two ago. So you're seeing that. You're seeing his game round out more than it has been. But these last few games, he just didn't. He's kind of regressed. And the Warriors cannot afford that right now.
Yeah, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. We're joined by Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. Monty, when you look at the first 12 games, and we know this team's got a lot of veteran-type players. How much of this do you think is fixable, and how much of it are Warrior fans just going to have to live with?
Well, when the season started, we already knew that, okay, they're a small team. They're an old team. We already knew that. And the question was, could their chemistry and their collective intellect overcome that? And so far, the chemistry has not been what you would want it to be. As much as they talked about coming out of training camp, they were all like, yeah, we're good. We like our team. The vibes were all positive. But look where we are 3 weeks into the season. I'm like, we got problems. And so I think some of it's fixable. But I don't know if this team is equipped to be really good in the regular season. Mm. I think this team is better equipped to try and survive the regular season and end up in a top six position. And then if they're healthy going to the postseason, I think you can feel better about this team because of the veterans and how the postseason plays, the schedules work out. You don't have back-to-back. You have days off. And I think if they get to the postseason with the top six in the West, among the top six in the West, I think that's great shape for them. Is that doable? I think it's doable. But right now they got some things to address. And, I still think that JK is probably going to be traded at some point, when he's eligible to be traded. And so that's – but the question is, so what are you going to get in return? I know the Warriors – they've already scoured the market over the summer trying to figure out, okay, what could we get in a sign and trade? Nothing worked out. And the thing is, can their small and slow squad be fixed enough to where they can make another run on the back half of the season?
Man, good stuff, Monty. Help me out with this, because Stoddy was having some fun at my expense, shocker, that I'm living in the past. And I know Jimmy, I was worried about the Warriors before Jimmy arrived, and he changed it all. The defensive numbers all panned out, and people were talking, and this team might go on a run. But Monty, I've noticed, defensively, he looks 36 at times. He's not Gary Payton the first in his prime. And then, only three shots last night. Now, Minnesota in the playoffs last year, I went off and there was the back issue and I gave him a pass. But, Monty, I guess I'm saying I'm expecting more from him, friskiness. Am I wrong to expect that from Jimmy Butler at this age? But I thought I saw it last year for half a season.
Yeah, well, if you remember last year, Jimmy was, let's just say, highly motivated.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow,
After what he'd been through in Miami and what he put the Heat through, he came to the Warriors. And the Warriors, he was highly motivated, and so were the Warriors, because they were 25 and 26 when he showed up.
Yeah.
So they were like, okay, guys, this ain't cutting it. We got Jimmy now, so we have a baller here. We know what Jimmy can do. And I think that really kind of gave this team a bump. And the question is, now you look back at that, the last 2 months of last season, you go, was that real or was that some sort of mirage? Was it fool's gold or was it real? And right now it looks like fool's gold, because there were conditions then that led them to where they went, to go on that run. And those conditions don't feel like they're present right now. And so there's a different collective. There's a different, different chemistry with this team right now. And like Draymond said last night, you could see last season, those last 2 months, the Warriors played like desperate basketball. They were busting their tails pretty much every possession. Turnovers were down, free throw shooting was up, and it was like the defense was really good. And you're not seeing that very much now. And so are you supposed to wait for that? Wait for it to show up? And that's not a good thing either. So there are things that are fixable, but they need to be fixed, and they need to be fixed pretty soon.
Monty Poole, appreciate it,
hey,
as
thank
always,
you so
man.
Much, man.
Thank you so much for joining us.
All right, fellas, take care. Enjoy the game tonight.
Yes, sir. Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area, talking about the Warriors.
And you said it, highly motivated. I don't like that.
He was.
Yeah.
Oh, you are? Okay.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Let me play some sound for you. This is the breaking news we're playing. Kyle Shanahan just met with reporters down in Santa Clara.
You said on Monday that you wanted basically 3 days of aggressive practices for Brock before determining.
Yeah.
Does that mean, because he's limited, does that mean that it can't be an aggressive type of practice?
No, it'll be aggressive practice. We just got to put limited if it's not exactly how it normally is.
Are you trying to build him toward the point where he can start on Sunday?
Yes.
Kyle, we haven't seen practice, obviously. How has he looked as far as his mobility, accuracy, you know, how's he looked?
I think each week it's gotten better, with last week being the best. I mean, each week has been different. So if he takes a big step forward this week, like he did last week, he should have a good chance to play.
A hard decision to make given how well Mac Jones been playing recently.
No, it's not a hard decision. It's just more about Brock's health. I mean, it's been awesome how Max played. He's been great. But we got a lot of confidence in Brock, and we know Brock will play at a high level too as long as he's healthy.
What do you look at as a coach with him in terms of his mechanics and fundamentals? You watch the footwork and like his release and stuff, or is that more like you'll get to that on film? Like, what do you catch on the field?
You can just feel it. I mean, a guy you've been around for a while, like I have Brock, I mean, you can just feel how the ball comes off, how he moves, how he reacts. I can get in the film room and stare at it for a lot longer than I probably should. And I could do that on the field, but I watch other things, but usually you can feel it on the field.
Did you feel it against Jacksonville that it wasn't right?
Yeah, it felt a little off.
Coach, have you had to have a discussion about not pressing once he does come back?
Not pressing?
Yeah, not pressing, especially mentally and feeling the pressure, the outside noise.
No, we haven't talked about that. Things we've talked about are just making sure when you come back that you feel 100%, so you don't have to worry about anything like that. Brock's feeling 100% and confident in that way, then I think he's got nothing to worry about on a game.
All right, Kyle Shanahan. That was just moments ago, addressing the media, and the plan is for him to go through three practices today, tomorrow, and Friday, and if all systems are go, he's going to quarterback against the Cardinals. Your thoughts? Are you all right?
Yeah.
They seem a little puzzled. It's fine.
I appreciate what I deem the honesty from Kyle, but the bottom line is, if I'm correct, Stani, Brock is not going to get tackled or mixed up in anybody coming for his head in practice.
They don't go live in practice usually.
So you really aren't going to know if he's able to go. So it's a feel. It's a gut feeling. Yeah. And I got to tell you, and I told you and Evan, I want to see Brock back. There's something about it. I want to see what this offense looks like. Any different, the same. But I'll just say this, Dottie. If he is under center, it's going to be touch and go in regard to them. They're not going to know until they go through a real, you know, it's live, how he feels and responds.
And that's why I feel like he hasn't played the last month, is because he was doing stuff, not enough. He was limited. And now they're going to put him out there, and they're going to try to put him through 3 days of practice.
Yeah, so wow.
And if he holds up, he's going to quarterback. There you go.
Yeah.
So now all eyes on my bet with Chicago Jason.
Which was?
Oh, that's right. You weren't here yesterday.
Yeah, I wasn't. Draymond.
I bet you Chicago Jason that Purdy was starting on Sunday. He said no.
No doubt.
I mean, it's a good start. I'm not in victory formation yet.
All right, so here we go. It's back to PT, pain tolerance. Mm-hmm. So what do you need to see? Him drop back, roll out, throw, and if he says, Coach, my toe doesn't hurt, he's playing. That's pretty much where we're at, right? And it's all you can do.
I actually think it's more the eye test than it is how he feels, because if he looks good and he can handle the pain, then he can be effective. But I think if he goes through these practices and I saw something the other day about why Pearsall didn't play last week, and I think Barrows used a phrase, he didn't reach his speed threshold. So they have ways to test everything.
Wow.
And not the least of which is Kyle Shanahan's eye test. So he'll watch, observe, put him through it, ask him today after practice, tomorrow, Friday. If it's all good, he'll play. If not, Mac Jones will play.
Well, I'll say this. Their job got easier because Marvin Harris Jr., son, he had surgery, appendicitis, I believe. So he's out for the game, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Oh, boy.
Why would you say?
Because he's on my team.
Well, sorry, I helped you out. So that'll help him, but
it hurts.
I'm curious to see what Brock looks like.
Because I got Michael Pittman Jr. You know who's coming in?
Who?
That guy for the Chargers.
McConkey.
That I don't know. I don't know his name. Quentin.
Yeah.
Quentin something.
All right. I was about to say Grimes. Yeah, but I told you I want to see Brock.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. Why not?
And this will not be an easy test because Arizona beat Man.
We'll see.
No, I'm saying the Cardinals got embarrassed.
Right, but we'll see.
But you're not Seattle offensively, the Niners.
Well, we'll see.
And they're at home. Yeah, and we'll they gave you a test last time you hooked up with them
but
here.
But they may have quit. Maybe they quit on the season. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. Buda Baker.
He had a terrible penalty last week.
Was there one in the game where you're getting your ass kicked? So that was their OKC game.
All right.
Hey, but good news for it sounds like. And can I ask another question? So they've yet to hit the practice field today.
Well, they're probably on there now.
Okay, so that
so he talked
that was
before
prior.
Practice.
Okay. All right.
Clearly said Brock's going to be limited.
Right.
I don't know why he's limited.
Yeah.
Because you know what? He's limited because he's starting practice limited, and he may be limited once they get into it because he can't go through everything. I don't know.
Would it be fair if I set the over-under at 1.5 turnovers if Brock weren't to start?
I'd take the over.
Would you?
Well, he's turned it over more than that the first two games he's played this year. And we can all look back on that Baltimore game from a couple years ago.
That was so. You won't let that die. Can't bring up Jimmy and the Warriors record from last year, but you can bring up that Baltimore game.
No, I mean...
That was a bad game.
Well, I mean, you bring up Purdy going to the NFC Championship 4 years ago, and I'll make a deal with you. I won't say that anymore if you don't bring up irrelevant stuff from the past either. I'll make that deal. You want to make that agreement? We'll shake hands on it.
Sure.
I'm worried about you.
No,
I am.
Steiny. Yeah. I'm not in the chat too much. Stop glazing, Guru. Who am I glazing? Purdy?
I didn't know. I mean, normally I'd pile on here, but I don't know what he's talking about.
It makes me feel better, too. But come on, Brock, let's go. Pearsall? Info on Pearsall.
I know Pittman has a bye this week.
Oh, boy.
So now I'm out without Pittman, and
you're probably in a playoff spot
now.
Marvin Harrison
ending
today.
Is one of the most overrated receivers.
He's been playing better.
No, he hasn't.
Did you watch the
Four
Dallas
catches
Monday night?
For 49 yards is not a good game for a guy who's
He got a touchdown against Dallas.
On the team.
He got a touchdown on Monday night.
They got McBride. Uh-huh. I know McBride and the tight end and who's their other receiver?
Pearsall's limited.
McBride's the guy he goes to all the time. That's the guy I should have on a fantasy team.
Pearsall's limited. So that hopefully that's I mean you want him back.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
You just want to be whole.
Yep. Yeah, I agree with you, Tom C.
What?
I mean, what kind of receiver can't catch? That's Marvin Harrison Jr. He ain't like Pops. Let's squeeze Trevor in Rohnert Park before the break, and then we'll come back before the crossover. What's up, Trevor? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Well, I had some things about to talk a little bit about the Warriors, but you guys pivoted to the Niners, so I don't know if you want to go back to that or talk Niners.
Whatever you want. It's our show,
baby. You got 2 minutes to talk about whatever you want.
All right, I got 2 minutes. All right. Well, the one thing I wanted to say, let me just say a thing about both things. I think with the Warriors, I listened to everything you guys were saying in the last 20, 30 minutes, and I do see that there is probably something a little bit off of the team, but I also think it's really early. And if you look at what happened last year, they lost, 10 or 11 in a row in the beginning of the season. I know they got Butler, and that turned some things around. But all I'm saying is it's a long season. These guys are older. They're probably conserving some of that energy for playoffs and for the – back into the season. So
Trevor,
I just think giving it a chance. I know they're not, listen, I get it. I'm not in some state of
denial.
You know,
yeah.
I'm in denial right now. I know this team is getting old. They're not what they once were. We all know that, but I think they're better than what we saw last night. Last night was just absolutely horrible. It was hard to watch. So yeah, I know they're going in the wrong direction, but as it's a playoff team still, I still think they're a playoff team. Are they a championship contender? Not unless they make some moves, and even then, who knows?
All right. Purdy.
Anyway, I'm just saying, let's just watch the Warriors for a little bit longer before we like send them to the grave.
All right.
And then with Purdy, I want to see Purdy, but we're talking a lot about the offense, and the offense is still scoring somewhat decently, yeah. But the defense is so hurt right now. I don't even know all the starters on the defensive side of the ball right now. If they can't stop the opposing team from scoring, it doesn't really matter who's quarterbacking right now. And I'd love to see Purdy out there if it's not going to be a deal of him getting injured any further. But I don't see the difference right now whether I see Purdy or who I see at quarterback, because if the defense isn't going to stop leaking like a sieve, none of it really matters.
Good call. All right, Trevor, appreciate you, buddy. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Friedman'sAppliance.com today.
Ready for the ultimate red and gold game day? Laughing Monk Brewing is the place to park, party, and ride. Skip the traffic. Forget the expensive parking. Park for free and dive into an epic tailgate with mouth-watering food, ice-cold Laughing Monk beer, and every game on TV. Catch 95.7 The Game's pregame show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. Then hop on the free shuttle minutes away from the stadium. Shuttles are first come, first serve. So head to 95.7thegame.com to sign up and join the party.
Makita knows that pros never settle, and neither do we. With Makita, you get tools that perform at the highest level, on every job, without compromise. Makita is for the most detailed pros, expertly engineered to deliver precision, job after job. When your work calls for the best, call on Makita. Makita, built to be the best. Available at the Home Depot.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Decisions determine results. So which path do I want to take? Help people in need or stand on the sidelines watching? Worry about how to pay for school or have my education paid for? Push myself and learn new skills or stay the same? My decision is to serve part-time with the Army National Guard, and my results will be life-changing. What will you decide? Go to NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the California Army National Guard. Aired by the California Broadcasters.
He's the best interview in the Bay Area.
He looked like Steph Curry always has, so he's still got it. I mean, I think the biggest thing when you're 37 is maintaining the level over the course of 82 games.
And he joins Willard and Dibbs every week during the NBA season.
We have a blueprint that everybody's feeling confident with.
Steve Kerr is presented by Great Clips. In sports, success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Tune in to 95.7 The Game for Warriors Live, 60 minutes before tip-off. Every Warriors game throughout the season as we get ready for the action. Presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage. Brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity. Imagine that.
Elevate your kitchen at the Mila Innovation Center at Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill. Out of your dreams and into your kitchen. Select the qualifying built-in kitchen appliance package that is right for you. With unrivaled technology and luxury-grade quality, when you bring home a Mila, you're bringing home true innovation. Now, for a limited time, save up to 10% with the purchase of a qualifying Mila kitchen package. Visit the Mila Innovation Center at Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill or at friedmansappliance.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Ready to get rid of that old car? Donate it to Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS to reach a friendly live agent. Donation's super easy, and your car can be picked up as soon as tomorrow. Call us now, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K to donate your car today.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Today.
Did you know you can donate real estate too? Go to carsforkids.org. That's carsforkids.org.
Hi, I'm John with Jack's Restaurant and Bar. My brothers and I recorded our first commercial a while back. Got a little chaotic, so I'm here today.
What's going on here,
Are
bro?
Are you recording a commercial without us?
Guys, no, I'm just trying to
what? Take all the credit for our half-pound all-natural burgers?
Or the best fish and chips
or
around?
Or 7 mac and cheeses and 14 sandwiches, including a French dip that will change your...
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm afraid.
Of what?
I think the older
that you'll
get,
never wake up?
No. Well, you're practicing dying. That's too much sleep.
What's the question? I think you just answer your own question.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Crossover coming up in 10 minutes with Willard and Dibs. But before that, I got some news to share about the 49ers quarterback situation. Kyle Shanahan had a back and forth with the media just about a half hour ago and provided this update on Brock Purdy this week at practice.
You said on Monday that you wanted basically 3 days of aggressive practices for Brock before determining.
Yeah.
Does that mean, because he's limited, does that mean that it can't be an aggressive type of practice?
No, it'll be aggressive practice. We just got to put limited if it's not exactly how it normally is.
Are you trying to build him toward the point where he can start on Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah. We haven't seen practice, obviously. How has he looked as far as his mobility, accuracy, you know, how's he looked?
I think each week has gotten better, with last week being the best. I mean, each week has been different. So if he takes a big step forward this week, like he did last week, he should have a good chance to play.
A hard decision to make given how well Mac Jones would play recently.
No, it's not a hard decision. It's just more about Brock's health. I mean, it's been awesome how Max played. He's been great. But we got a lot of confidence in Brock, and we know Brock will play at a high level too as long as he's healthy.
What do you look at as a coach with him in terms of his mechanics and fundamentals? You watch the footwork and like his release and stuff, or is that more like you'll get to that on film? Like, what do you catch on the field?
You can just feel it. I mean, a guy you've been around for a while, like I have Brock, I mean, you can just feel how the ball comes off, how he moves, how he reacts. I can get in the film room and stare at it for a lot longer than I probably should. And I could do that on the field, but I watch other things, but usually can feel it on the field.
Did you feel it against Jacksonville that it wasn't right?
Yeah, it felt a little off.
Coach, have you had to have a discussion about not pressing once he does come back?
Not pressing?
Yeah, not pressing, especially mentally and feeling the pressure, the outside noise.
No, we haven't talked about that. Things we've talked about are just making sure when you come back that you feel 100%, so you don't have to worry about anything like that. Brock's feeling 100% and confident in that way, then I think he's got nothing to worry about on a game.
All right, that was Kyle Shanahan, and the plan is to get Brock Purdy some snaps and get him back in there on Sunday against the Cardinals.
But he's got to feel confident.
Sure.
Yeah, and that's part of it.
Confidence is important for every player, yeah. Especially an NFL starting quarterback.
And people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good point.
Because I got some now.
About what?
Booker Barnett says, "Goo, you don't look 50. Make no, my day.
55.
That's it. I'll give you a 9. Look at Evans. That's pretty witty from you.
Look, the bottom line is, and I think that's one of the things, you know, you and I both, for our age.
No, we do.
We're hanging
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, no doubt. No. Head full of hair. We're doing a pretty... Not Jaylen Brown. You see what he's doing?
Stop it. I don't like, I'm uncomfortable.
It's real.
But I'm uncomfortable.
But he's, okay,
this.
He's got the spray paint hairline. That's fine. We all killed LeBron. Do what you do. Stani, the ink is, the dye's rubbing off on people's jerseys. They had to stop the Celtic game and Pritchard had to die. They had to get it off to continue the game. You got to stop doing that.
I'm uncomfortable with this conversation.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like talking hairlines. I really don't.
You got a gray one?
That's why I don't like talking about it. Because I don't. Like,
all right, I got you.
I don't want to stick.
But don't stop the game. Ball should not stop because guys got dye on their damn jersey. Jalen, take a play
probably
off.
Not. Hey, by the way, I just realized, you know, we're getting to that time. It's almost Thanksgiving, Goo. Do you have plans for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, everybody comes to the Johnson household.
Okay.
And then Norm will come a night earlier, and we go to my brother's, Rodney, and then us three watch movies, sip something.
Okay. Yeah, I just asked if you had something going. It sounded like you did. No, I was gonna give you my annual. If you got nothing going and your family's out of town, you can always come to the Steinmetz Thanksgiving.
We
love stragglers. Evan, of course, is invited. He may be going to his parents, which is fine. And I see Grandy, and I don't know Grandy. If you don't have any Thanksgiving plans and you're not working, and you're more than welcome to come to the Steinmetz house.
Appreciate that, Stein.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That is a nice gesture.
Now, do you only try to invite people that have plans?
Because there's one worker here over the 8 years that we've been together that came, showed up, and
I can't remember
I just loved you so much, and I can't remember their name. But to Evan's point, I'm going to try to defend you. You're not doing this. It might have been. Evan thinks you're doing it for people that you know are going to say no.
It's that already have plans. Well, I know. Fussle.
Which is the best word ever.
First of all, I have no idea if Grandy has plans or not. None. I do know
I
you probably
plans.
Have plans. Uh-huh. You do. Okay. Evan is 50-50. And you know who else I'm going to ask? Spadone.
Oh, good
Spadone
call.
May have, you
but
know.
His people in Monterey. Seaside.
But, you know, he's going through some stuff right now. So maybe he's going to be more than welcome. And I'll get that. He likes whiskey.
Spadone?
Yeah.
Well, he was at the summit. I saw.
I've had Spadone over to the house before.
He's got two kids.
What do you mean?
Are they invited too?
If he's got his kids,
oh, okay,
yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they share custody, sometimes you know how that goes.
Yep.
I've had to deal with that. You know,
everyone has a personal agenda.
I got to tell you, man,
it bothers you, doesn't it?
I think you love me more because I come from a cloth of respect. At least I try.
Sure.
And I don't like those comments reflecting on the head coach. If the head coach was, give me Phil Jackson.
Right.
You can't look at me and tell me, go. I kind of feel what you're putting down. That did put him in a spot and has put Coach Kerr in a spot. Spadone just texted us. But Give me that. Give me something to that. Like, they should have thought about the coach and what that makes the team look like this early on, that you would go to those lengths to whatever, get off your chest. It's not undermining Kerr, but in a evident.
Ooh, I don't know.
In a sense, what? I think it is. I got choked up.
I mean, I don't know. Steve Kerr's been through it all as a coach of the Warriors.
I'm just wondering if this thing spirals, which you were the only one in the Bay that said it could if they remained healthy. How does that contract look that he's got it? Oh, he can just walk. I don't want to go there, but when you're hurting, you think of it all. And last night that crossed my mind.
How do you think Steve Kerr would be handling this toe gate that Kyle Shanahan is going through?
It's very simple. Talk to Rick.
But
talk to Rick Celebrini.
But Evan, what else is there? But, and I'm being real, I don't even think that was an update. What else is there but Brock telling the coach he can go?
Well, I mean, no, clearly, Goo, they're gonna push him.
There's no the machine. It's I'm okay to go. Okay, we've been waiting 5 weeks.
But he's got to go through three good practices.
Yeah, a practice where you're not going to get hit and rolled up on. So what are you? That's the dog and pony show. The bottom line is get a needle in the toe, go out there and pain tolerance. I'm tired of that's what this is. He's going to tell them if he can go.
And Kyle will make his own decision.
Not on Wednesday, not on Thursday, not on Friday, Sunday morning. Yep. Give me the needle. Don't give me the needle. So, I can go.
Nathan Hyatt on the YouTube chat, kind of with you, with him. What are you talking about?
He's
going to try. He's going to practice today. They're going to put him through probably more than they put him through last month.
Today don't matter. Tomorrow don't matter. Sunday morning matters. And it's him telling the coach, I feel good and I'm ready to go.
You're mad at everybody today.
No, I'm not mad. I'm just mad at the stupidity that people think something's going on here more than just pain tolerance.
Cool.
The dude has the cachet to tell the coach I can handle it. Yes, he does.
Stop thinking he does. He doesn't.
The man just clearly said that, the ball coach.
Right.
It's up to him.
And you better get through 3 days
of not getting hit.
When I say to you that apparently Ricky Pearsall hasn't met speed thresholds, think for 1 minute that the 49ers don't have things they look for, even in non-contact, that will help them figure
totally
out whether
to,
okay, well, let's
but
let him do
toe,
it.
But turf toe is a beast of its own, and it's winning right now, and I understand.
Fake outrage. This is fake outrage.
Now that hurt.
By you.
Nope. That hurt.
You know it. And
that hurt.
You know what else?
You've been with me too long to know.
The YouTube chat knows it too.
Yeah, that hurt
It's
me.
Not that hard, Goo.
Let me tell you how they're going to. Evan asked you, how would you
People
handle
saying
toe
you
gate?
Need to go on a date with Mia.
Dude, wow.
Now
that's mean.
Just, now it isn't just like, you know.
No, seriously.
Take yourself out of the sports world for a minute. Go do something different and get a different perspective.
That staggered me. Wow. Evan gets what I'm saying, I hope. I'm mad at Evan anyway.
Yeah, well.
Ask me why.
How? Because he ate too much at the potluck?
No, he gets a fresh haircut Saturday. I tune in, I'm like, that's a damn good haircut. It's Wednesday, and I ain't seen it.
Well, I actually got it on Thursday.
But you were out Friday. But you know what I mean, Evan? Show it off.
Sure. Well, anyway. Hopefully Willard and Dibbs can come in
and turn that frown
upside down.
I've had a good day.
No, you haven't. Everybody's saying you've been kind of mad all day.
Well, the Warriors got us mad. It's not just me.
No, I know. Usually it's me, I guess is what they're saying, but it's the Warriors. Hey, we got crossover coming up on the other
you
side.
You guys are a mess.
That segment was sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
I'll go deep, 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 deep into it, my bag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.